excited to announce our 8th annual tailgate tour. I think, personally, it's one of the most enjoyable times of year for me. It's just a great thing I think that we do, and it's an opportunity to spend time with current players and alumni. We added alumni about 3 years ago, and that's been a real nice addition. And it's really fun to see the interaction between the current players and the former players. And, I think it's one of the things that really makes the Packers organization unique. And we go across the state, raise all kinds of money for charities. And a couple of years ago, we went from 4 sites to now we're at 5. And it's just been very, very popular. And we're looking forward to it this year. I think, the players look forward to it as well. And I think we'll be very popular this year. I think Randall Cobb will be a big hit with the fans, as well as Jared Bush and Alex Green, and then our former players. And we're going to a couple communities we haven't been to before. It'll be our first time in Iowa, which is exciting. Actually, we're down in Beloit, so we'll be very close to the Illinois line there. And looking forward to it. It should be a lot of fun.
To Iowa and so close to the border?
We've been outside the state before. We went up to the UP. I still think the UP is really kind of Wisconsin. So this is where... in Iowa, I think one year we went to Platteville, and then didn't we? We went over into Iowa for like a certain event, but this will actually be in Dubuque. And it's really in response to the number of fans there. You know, we have a lot of Packer fans in that area, and we thought it would be great to go there. You know, Beloit is obviously in Wisconsin, but I do have a few Bears and Packer fans in that area, so that should be a lot of fun.
So how do you choose the sites each year?
Try to rotate it, now with 5 as opposed to 4, we have a little more flexibility, and get across to different parts of the state. And unlike a lot of other teams, we are really the state's team. And, I think this tailgate tour really brings it home when you travel across the state and in the bus, and you get to see all the different parts of the state. And, there have been a couple places that have requested that that we make stops there that we hadn't been to before. And So we try to get to those places, and then we try to get to Madison, I'd say every 2 or 3 years, Milwaukee the same thing, actually I think last year was the first year that we had a stop in Green Bay. We hadn't done that before, kind of because we figured, well, we're always here in Green Bay, it's not a big deal, but had a real good turnout at that event.
How do you choose the players to participate, and do you have to twist any arms to get them on the tour?
No, for the players, it's something they really they enjoy. For our current players, we work around their schedules. Obviously the off-season schedule, and it's changed a little bit, over the years with the new collective bargaining agreement. But I think what's happened is the players who've gone on it talk about it and how much fun they have. That it's fairly easy to get players to agree to go. And, the former players, it's really just a question of, their schedules and whatever they have going in their lives, in terms of careers and work. But I think for them it brings back a lot of memories, especially, having played, how many are, and we try to have a mix of, maybe some more current alumni and some players from the Lombardi era. But this year we're going to have more younger. Well, it's all relative. But Santana Dotson and Frank Winters and who's our Aaron Taylor. Who I think Aaron's pretty busy with a broadcasting career, but is making time for this.